This is Family Court Vision,
the podcast where a woman and her son discuss all things New York Liberty.
On today's episode, we have New York Liberty news from near and far. What does $1 billion have to do with the WNBA? And our fun little activity game, A New York State of Mind.
Welcome back to the pod. It has been far too long. We are now a Liberty-centric pod. Thanks for being here. Let's boogie.
Welcome to episode 42 of Family Court Vision. It is 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 3rd, 2022.
We've made it. Mm-hmm. I think this is now our third year of recording pods.
Oh, boy, because, you know, we started in 2020.
December of 2020, yep.
And then 2021, and then 2022.
So it has been quite a while. We last recorded October of 2021. So it's been a couple of months. We are shifting, so we are now focusing almost exclusively on the New York Liberty. Mm-hmm. And so what is up with you? What has, obviously we've talked and seen each other since October, but what has changed for you? What's new? What's different?
So I got my new passport.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Dad and I are going to visit your brother in Italy. He's there for the semester.
Pew, 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 pew. Right?
Mm-hmm. So we are going to Roma.
Oh, very nice, Mom. Mm-hmm. Good job on that. I see you've been, what are you using, Duolingo?
Duolingo. Today was my 100th day of using Duolingo.
Very nice. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing pretty well on it. Although, when I try to replicate the speech patterns, I don't sound Italian. I sound kind of like a vampire.
Oh.
So okay. I think I'm gonna just stick with my Americano accent.
This is really good, all this stuff you're squeezing in there.
So that people aren't like, wow, she's making fun of us. Because I'm not. I'm just not good at an accent. So
I see. So are you gonna try to speak Italian when you go there, like try to have conversations with people?
You know what? It's weird because I live on Long Island, right? So
right.
Long Island, New Jersey, there's a lot of Italian people. Uh-huh. And Italian-American people is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Italian-American people have an interesting way of pronouncing particularly some Italian foods in this area. Not everywhere. And apparently not in Italy. Although more in southern Italy than in other parts of Italy. But Italy wasn't just one contiguous thing until very recently. So they didn't have a way of saying things, a dialect. So here people will say like mozzarella instead of, did you hear my Dracula accent?
Yeah, now that you pointed it out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So they'll say instead of, but I feel like, I feel silly, partially, I guess, because I sound like the Count from Sesame Street when I'm saying it. Uh-huh. But it feels silly to me to not have an accent and say a word like that. So I say mozzarella, which people who say mozzarella make fun of you for saying mozzarella. But, like, it just sounds silly to me. Like, I'm trying to be something I'm not.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to say, like, buonasera, like, good evening, but if I'm like, buonasera, like I'm from America, do I sound stupid? But if I say, buonasera, like I sound like I should be on Sesame Street as the Count or something. I'm just not good at this, and it's giving me a lot of stress.
I would err towards the American. I have heard that especially in Europe, most of the population appreciates Americans who try to learn the language and try to do it. So I think they'd appreciate that rather than being the Count.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. I keep trying, but it's so awful.
Anything else new with you since October?
Probably, but like, I don't know.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
We had a huge blizzard last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't huge, huge, huge. So, you know, Sam, your sister's fiance, is from Florida, so he hasn't had a lot of snow in his life, but, and he has loved it and looked mm-hmm. forward to it like a puppy, but he had to shovel a lot on Saturday.
So,
and I don't think he loves it anymore.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the North, baby.
Right.
My life since October has shifted a lot. Mm. When last you heard me, I was pursuing acting as a career, and that's not necessarily over for good. But I have made a career shift, and I am focusing now more on sports journalism.
Hmm. What a natural progression from this podcast.
Welcome to the pod, yep. And so I am currently pursuing my master's in sports journalism from St. Bonaventure University. Mm-hmm. I am now writing about basketball for two different websites. One is called Ultimate Sports Networks. And so you can read my stuff on there. I cover the Liberty and the Lakers on there. UltimateSportsNetworks.com. I have a promo code. Promo code is 49178B7JLE. Again, that's 49178B7JLE. It is a subscription-based site, so you do need a subscription to read the articles on there. Mm-hmm. But that promo code will get you a discount on your subscription, so check that out. And then I'm also, this is a newer thing, but writing for a website called The Lead, specifically the WNBA section of The Lead, covering the Las Vegas Aces remotely. But I put out my first article on them last week, and there will be another one coming out sometime in the next couple of days on their new free agent off-season stuff going on. And that site is free. So you can just, if you just look up The Lead WNBA, it should pop up. And mm-hmm. any stories on the Aces starting from last week moving forward should be written by me. So check those out as well. So welcome back to the pod. Let's get into our first section of the pod of the day, I don't know, which is Liberty News. Normally we would do Liberty News of the week, but it has been a few months since we have had some Liberty News, so we're going to recap everything that's happened since last we spoke.
Yeah. Speaking of changes, there have been changes.
Yeah.
Seemingly out of nowhere, Walt Hopkins and his association with the Liberty ended. He was fired. I really thought that they would give him one more year. You know, he's been incrementally getting them better.
Yep.
They had some rough patches this past year, but they were better than the previous year.
Right.
So I thought they'd give him one more year.
Do you think he deserved one more year?
Sure. I mean, if I'm saying this as of the moment he was fired, I would say, yeah, I think he should be able to stick around one more year.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy with their choice of who they hired, though. So now, not that I'm like anti-Walt. I liked Walt. I liked his sports psychology way of dealing with basketball. I mm-hmm. enjoyed that. But they made a pretty good hire.
Yeah. So he spent 2 years with the team. I think he did a nice job of developing young talent. They had a very, very young team 2 years ago in the bubble. And still a very young team even today, but as you have been hinting at, we have hired a new coach, and that is Sandy Brondello.
Pew 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 pew.
Yep, I think that does. Yeah, I think that does get air horns. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good hire.
So it's. I think it's a great hire.
She's a good coach.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a Coach of the Year under her belt. She has a championship under her belt, both in the same year, 2014, from her time with the Mercury, which she was coaching up until this offseason.
That was a surprise that she left there, I think.
Yeah, she took the team back to the finals this past year, so it's not like they had a terrible year last year, you know?
Right, and they were like, you know, they let her go.
Yeah,
They don't have a coach yet, right?
They do now, yes.
Oh, they do? Who do they have?
Vanessa Nygaard.
Oh, you're right. I did see that the other day.
Yeah. It took forever for them to mm-hmm. hire a replacement for her. But mm-hmm. But yeah, she has a ton of experience. Mm-hmm. She's been coaching for think close to 15 years, something like that. And she was playing pretty much up until then. She has
coaches the Australian national team.
Yeah, Olympic experience.
That's where she is right now.
So I think this is a really important year for the Liberty, a big step for them to take. You know, they made the playoffs last year, which was a surprise after being by far the worst team in the league the year before. You know, they have a couple of young stars. It's time to make that push and start pushing towards the finals. And an experienced coach like this who has playoff and championship experience is, I think, the right choice.
Agreed. I was just going to say, I believe that she brought her husband on as an assistant coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's official yet, but I believe that is the case. She did, in the press conference today, say...
Next week,
yeah, we'll have a clearer idea. I don't know why.
New York.
Clearer idea on on the coaching staff. So yeah, she did in her introductory press conference a couple of weeks ago. She talked about how she wants to formulate the team and the changes she'd like to make. She wants the team to run more. She wants there to be more player movement, ball movement. She talks a lot about inside-outside offense or in-and-out offense, you know, getting to the rim and then maybe kicking out for a three, or getting to the rim and having a post-up, or getting to the rim and trying to get a layup, or even kicking back to a mid-range. But a lot of it is...
Yeah, Walt was very focused on the threes.
Yeah.
So which is a good skill to have. I mean, if you can throw from far and get more points,
right?
That's great.
And we shot and made the most... threes last mm-hmm. year.
Yeah, so he was good at that.
Right.
But and I don't think that's all you can have.
Right. So she wants to penetrate the paint and then, you know, mm-hmm. maybe that will open up the threes more as well.
Right, and to help her with that, they just had their press conference today to welcome Stephanie Dolson.
That's right. Our big free agency signing this offseason. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Stephanie Dolson is from New York.
She sure is.
She grew up upstate. In Port Jervis. That's,
where is that?
It is in, I believe, Orange County.
Oh, okay.
And it is. She went to the same high school that your Aunt Lisa attended.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
After your Aunt Lisa was there.
Just by a few years, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty close.
Yes.
I learned that this summer when she was in the Olympics, not your Aunt Lisa. Stephanie Dolson.
Right. yes. I wasn't confused about that, but thank you for clearing that up. So big center mm-hmm. coming from the Sky. Just won a championship with them last year. I'm very excited about this. I don't know if we talked about this on our last pod, but I've written a couple things since then that, like, the Liberty needed a big. Somebody who could...
Yeah.
Be in the paint, play defense, grab rebounds, and that's exactly who Stephanie Dolson is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the perfect... she was one of the people that I listed as a possible free agent target. This is, mm-hmm. I think, the perfect fit, and I'm very excited. If you think about it, I mean, Sabrina's going to be starting. Laney's going to be starting. Mm-hmm. I would think Sammy Whitcomb is going to be starting. Natasha Howard's going to be starting, and I think... You know, Stephanie Dolson is that fifth in there. I think that's a pretty formidable starting lineup.
Yeah. And Jocelyn Willoughby, who was out all of last season, will be back this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. She's having another book group. I told you I was in her book group last year.
Yep, that's right.
Unfortunately, the first discussion is going to be while I am in Italia.
Huh.
So I won't be able to tune in for that.
But cool, yeah. Actually, the GM, Jonathan Cole, today said that she's making great progress and should be ready for start of season. So
Yeah.
So that's great. So Steph Dolson, I think she can make us a better defensive team, a better rebounding team, which were both areas that we really struggled with last year. She said in her press conference today that she wants to play in the post more than she did with the Sky, which I think is important because we have plenty of perimeter talent. But she also she can shoot the three. She can space the floor. So I think she provides a lot of versatility for us. I'm very happy about this signing.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. You know, another interesting thing in the presser today, that's what you say in the industry, right? The presser?
Yeah, now that I'm part of it, it's that's, yeah. yeah.
in the presser today, someone asked Sandy, which I found interesting, about how Stephanie Dolson's veteran experience will benefit Kylie Shook, mm-hmm. who's a younger player. And I found that interesting because, you know, I've certainly wondered, because Kylie is a bigger player, if this will mean that she's not going to be playing as much since we have Stephanie Dolson, or if she might be traded away or something. So that, you know, the wording of that question I found very interesting, asking how this will benefit Kylie Shook, and, you know, Sandy, whether diplomatically or accurately, described some ways that she thought it would benefit, that she, you know, that Kylie has some growth in her, and that she thinks that, you know, Stephanie's got some good role modeling that she can do, and, you know, she didn't commit either way in her answer.
She did quickly pivot to talking about all young players on the team, mm-hmm. as opposed to specifically mm-hmm. Kylie.
When I heard that question, I cringed a little bit because, you know, Kylie's been inconsistent. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a huge fan of her playing. But still, you know, you feel bad if someone's in the gray area of not knowing if they're having this job next year, and, you know, a little cringy.
Yeah. And Kylie
seems lovely.
Kylie's still young. This is, I think, she'll only be going into her third season, I think. So there's plenty of time for her to develop and mm-hmm. get better, whether it's on this team or another team. So, but Dolson will definitely be taking a lot of her playing time if she is staying on this team.
Right.
We had a couple of rumored meetings or confirmed meetings with some big name free agents. The biggest one is Breonna Stewart.
Yeah.
Apparently met with the Liberty. Now, she did end up going back and signing with the Storm.
But just a 1-year Supermax.
Yes.
And it's, you know, likely Sue Bird's last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would want to stay with Sue Bird also if it's her last year.
Right.
But then to say that it's just a 1-year Supermax, wonder if the door has a little crack open.
Yeah. It got a lot of people excited, including me. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. We got a meeting with Breonna Stewart? How? Mm-hmm. But after that, I feel like next offseason is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. She's from here too.
She is, yes, she's a Syracuse native, mm-hmm. I believe. And she went to school at UConn, as did Stephanie Dolson.
Yes.
So they both, you know, clearly like to stay in this general area, mm-hmm. you know, the tri-state area.
Right.
So.
Did you know that Stephanie Dolson's senior year at UConn, she started in every game?
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. And the junior year, she started in all but one game.
She has mm-hmm. been, I think she was drafted in 2014?
Correct.
Okay.
First round, 6th pick.
So yeah. We also apparently had a meeting, this one was less confirmed, but with Jewel Lloyd.
Yeah.
Who also then went back and signed with the Storm, I think, for 1 year. So we might just have the Storm next year. We'll see. And it's unclear what's going on with Liz Cambage. It sounds like she will not be back with the Aces next year. There was a tweet out that said that they will not be re-signing her, or that probably not. Now, she put out a tweet talking about how WNBA players are not getting paid enough, which of course is accurate.
Yes.
But she sort of suggested in that tweet that maybe she won't even be playing at all this coming season.
I heard rumors about the Sparks.
Yeah. That seems to be the way that it could go if she is playing. Mm-hmm. The Sparks recently made a trade, which we'll talk about in a second, which cleared up some cap space for them to sign a big name like Liz Cambage. But, you know, we'll see. But apparently, I'm not sure if she was actually taking meetings with teams, but she was in different WNBA cities a couple of mm-hmm. weeks ago. So she may have also taken a meeting with the Liberty. We're not quite sure on that.
I'll be interested to see if she goes to the Sparks, because she's outspoken and has strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And Zowie B, who is on the Sparks, is outspoken and has strong opinions. I don't know if their opinions mesh. They might be great together, or it might be interesting if the two of them don't see eye to eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to me to watch how that goes.
I did see someone suggest that they could potentially swap teams. If Liz were to go to LA, I'm not sure what the I don't think Amanda Zellweger is a free agent right now, but possibly they could trade her or something to the Aces. We'll see. But only time will tell with that stuff. Looking ahead, the Liberty are pretty full already. They have one of the fullest rosters, I think. Maybe they only need to make one or two more signings to fill it out. And they also don't have a ton of money left. Any thoughts on filling out the rest of the roster?
Well, I was reading something about how I'm just going to say this. I know that media outlets get the pronunciations of all the names, but we're not actually a media outlet. So I look things up. Just before this, we started recording, we were talking about someone's name, trying to get it right, and we're working hard at that. And if we get it wrong, we apologize and we'll fix it if we find it. But Marine Johannes, she's, I believe, French. She's been officially a Liberty player for a couple of seasons, but has not played.
Mm-hmm.
And she is technically still one because I think her contract was suspended, which still gives the Liberty ownership of her or her whatever rights. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently whatever she is good at is something that would fit well with the Liberty. So I don't know what her status is. I don't know if she's someone who might be able to come on board or not, but and I have never seen her play. Because she's been out for a couple of years, but she is someone I've read a couple of times. I've read her name as someone who maybe if she's like reactivated or something, that mm-hmm. might be a good thing.
Yeah. Jonathan Kolb today talked about her and said he believes that there's mutual interest between both parties of possibly bringing her back to the team. He also said re-signing Rebecca Allen is one of his top priorities. And he said, look for news on that very soon.
Okay, good.
So I think that that sounds to me like there's a deal already in the works. Sounds like she's coming back,
mm-hmm.
which I'm very happy about. I think she grew a lot last year as a player. I think by the end of the year, she was one of the more important players on the team. And so I could see her being sort of a leader for that second group, that bench unit of, you know, those younger players, the Michaela Onyenwede, the Dee Dee Richards, her, maybe Kylie Shook, to kind of lead that second unit. So we will see. As Jonathan Kolb said, hopefully news soon on that.
I have a question, but I don't know if you know the answer.
Okay.
I know there are rookie contracts that lock in the rookie for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Does that lock the team into that rookie for those couple of years as well? Or does it only lock the rookie into that team? Do you know what I mean? Like, the rookie can't leave,
right?
But could the team trade them away or something?
I think they can. They can definitely trade them. And I can't say I know everything about contracts at this point. But if you think about the situation with Indiana, they just cut their first round pick from last season. So clearly, you're able to do that. I'm not sure if they're still on the hook to have to pay her a certain amount.
She did have some difficulty last year and was not playing. So I don't know if there was some kind of a mutual discussion as to that might be a good idea to happen for now.
Uh-huh.
You know, that might benefit her as well.
Uh-huh.
To not be in this level of competition right now, you know, whether it's something she returns to or not, I don't know. But I don't know that was just we don't want this rookie anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm speculating, but
yeah,
I wish her all the best.
Speaking of rookies, the draft, of course, will happen in April. Once we get closer, we can start talking about possible targets for the Liberty at the fifth pick. But you know, we'll have to watch the tournament and everything first to see how that shakes out. There are a couple of names that seem to be out there as like consensus top three picks right now.
Right.
As I said, Liberty have the fifth pick, so we'll see on that.
And they don't have a second round pick, but then they have the third round fifth pick too, aka the 29th pick.
I guess the second rounder was traded at some point. Maybe in that Natasha Howard deal or something. And then the season for the Liberty starts Saturday, May 7th. The Sun will be in Brooklyn.
We should go.
Okay, deal.
Let's go.
Fine.
And then you should go to the two games that they play the Aces here.
That's right, yeah.
July.
Both in July?
Yeah, one's on your sister's birthday, and the other one is a couple of days later.
Definitely going to the one on my sister's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be your gift to her, is to get her tickets to that.
I'm sure she'd love that, yeah.
She would love that.
But yeah, actually, just talking about the Liberty schedule for a second, they have a couple of, like, double team, like, playing the same team two games in a row. They have, like, six or seven of those. Some of them are both in the same arena. Like, they just play the Sparks in their arena two nights in a row, or two nights in 3 days. And some of them are home away. I think they have one with the Dream towards the end of the season where they play in Atlanta, and then 2 days later they play in New York. Hmm. I think it's an effort with COVID stuff to limit travel, to try to keep things all together. They did a little bit of that last year as well, but it's interesting.
There was another piece of big news today.
Okay.
The WNBA did their first ever capital raise. Mm-hmm. So getting investors and raising money. They raised $75 million yesterday.
They sure did.
They want to accelerate growth. And some of the people who contributed were Condoleezza Rice, Nike, the company. Nike has been making their jersey since 2018, so they made a bigger financial commitment. The CEO from Dell, Laureen Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Arison, who is the Carnival Cruise owner and the Miami Heat owner, or a Miami Heat owner.
Pat Riley?
I didn't see Pat Riley's name. Maybe.
Oh, you're saying Mickey Arison is also a Heat?
Is a donor. Is an investor in WNBA.
And is also a part owner of the Heat?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
As far as what I can see. The size from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Swin Cash. And Baron Davis and Pau Gasol. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Both former NBA players?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All invested. And now the WNBA is valuation. I don't know how you... It's not valued. I don't know. Their valuation is now $1 billion.
Yeah. It was... Great news. Yeah, great news, big news. Mm-hmm. Could go a long way to growing the game, growing the popularity, possibly even expansion.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything about the players seeing any of that money. So, again, we'll see on that.
I mean, the contract would have to be renegotiated for that to happen.
Yeah, the CBA, which I think is up at the end of this season or next season, can hopefully be renegotiated to make for higher maximums for players. And I'm sure it will be, because revenue continues to go up and up and up. Right. But
And last year's Commissioner Cup was a way to put some more cash in the pockets of players. And when I was looking at the schedule for the Liberty, I saw that that there are already designated Commissioner Cup games, including the home opener.
Oh, fun. Okay, cool. Some other around the WNBA stuff, some other, I'll just go through these kind of quick, some other signings. Asia Wilson staying with the Aces, signed a big 2-year contract. Same thing with Jonquel Jones, staying with the Sun. Angel McCautry to the Lynx. Courtney Williams to the Sun. Sophie Cunningham is staying with the Mercury. Sylvia Fowles is staying, probably for her last year, with the Lynx. Leisha Clarendon signed again with the Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had two pretty big trades in the last couple of days. One was with the Sky, Fever, and Mercury. It was a three-team trade. A bunch of draft picks going back and forth, but the two big names in it were Bria Hartley going from the Mercury to Indiana, and Diamond Shields going from the Sky to the Mercury. So, Chicago also got Julie Alamond from Indiana in that deal. Second big trade was the one that you sort of alluded to earlier with the Storm and the Sparks. Storm trade Katie Lou Samuelson and the number 9 draft pick to LA for Gabby Williams, which opens up some cap space for them to potentially sign Liz Cambage.
When do they have to finish making all these deals?
I think it can technically go up until the season.
Okay.
But I'm sure teams would much rather get these things figured out in the next couple weeks. But but we shall see. We also have, I think, 4 new coaches heading into next season. Becky Hammon, of course.
Who also... I mean, she's got an incredible salary, which is something Liz Cambage was alluding to, but she also was named, like, GM or something, some front office job as well to, you know, I guess justify.
Yes.
In on paper, not that it needs to be justified, her salary, but to, you know, to right. on paper justify it.
Yeah, she's both coach and GM for that team now. Of course, Sandy Brondello, Tanisha Wright in Atlanta, she was hired like very early on in the offseason, so that is kind of old news at this point. And then, as we said, Vanessa Nygaard right. For the Mercury. Any other news around the WNBA, nope. Liberty? Nope. Okay, we're going to get into our last segment, which is our fun game segment. We're going to draft the best WNBA players from New York State. Of course, we are both from New York State. The Liberty are from New York State. And Stephanie Dolson just signed, and the big news was she's coming home, even though yeah. Brooklyn and upstate aren't super close, but it is it's the same state.
Closer.
Yeah.
It's closer.
Much closer than Chicago, yeah.
She did say in the press conference today, someone was like, "Oh, are you so happy to be close to home?" She's like, "Yeah, it might be a little too close, but we'll work it out."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. So we are going to, just as I said, we're going to draft the best WNBA players mm-hmm. that are from New York State. We each get 4 picks.
Yep.
Would you like first or second pick? And we're going to snake it. First. I have a feeling with who you're going with.
Because I have to go with Sue Bird.
Of course. Yes.
Sue Bird is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked incessantly about Sue Bird, but just in case anybody here doesn't know, she's a 12-time All-Star. She was named last year's USA Basketball Female Athlete of the Year. Multiple times WNBA champ. Commissioner's Cup champ, 5 Olympic golds, on those anniversary teams every single time, 10, 15, 20, 25, she just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
She's my favorite, and she probably is from closest to where we live.
Yes, she's Syosset native. Yeah, she would have been my first pick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am going with my first two picks are going to be 2 current stars of the league. First, I'll go with her teammate, Breonna Stewart, from Syracuse, as we said earlier. She has 2 titles, 2 finals MVPs, an MVP. She's been an All-Star twice, Rookie of the Year, 3 times All-WNBA first team, 2 gold medals. She is quickly becoming an all-time great of the league, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And she's only 27 years old. So she has still a lot of years of basketball left in her.
And I love, she has incredible confidence.
Mm-hmm.
She's not someone who's like, oh, yeah. Someone's like, oh, you're great. Like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm great.
And she is.
I love it.
And then my second pick is going to be Tina Charles, who is from Queens. She has been an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, an 8-time All-Star, 5-time All-WNBA first team, 2-time scoring champ, 3 gold medals, and she is the Liberty's all-time leading scorer as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get 2 picks.
Okay, I don't know if we're allowed to do this. We hadn't discussed the parameters, but I'm going to go with Stephanie Dolson.
Yeah, she was on my list. Yeah.
I mean, we did that this game like in honor of her coming here, so we didn't like discuss, well, we did this in her honor, we can't have her, so I'm taking her.
Yeah, for sure.
She was on the first gold medal winning 3x3 team.
That's right. That's
so
correct.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
WNBA champ, local girl.
She's back.
Yep, she's back. And I really liked her on the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought she had some great things to say.
Okay, and then your next pick?
My next pick is going to be... Then I get one more pick? No. Yeah, one more pick after that later.
Right, you get this pick and then another 4 pick total. After that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I am going to go with Kia Vaughn.
Kia Vaughn.
Kia Vaughn is from the Bronx. I said that Sue Bird's from Syosset, Stephanie Dolson's from Port Jervis. You said Brianna's from Syracuse, Tina Charles is from Jamaica.
Jamaica, Queens,
and now,
yeah.
Now I picked Kia Vaughn, who is from the Bronx. She was once voted most improved player, and
yeah,
that's who I'm picking.
Great. Okay, I'm going to go with, I get my last 2 picks, Shamiqua Holdsclaw from Queens. She is a former WNBA player. She played for the Mystic, Sparks, Dream, and the San Antonio Silver Stars. In her time in the league, she was a six-time All-Star. She won Rookie of the Year. She won the scoring championship once. And she also has an Olympic gold medal.
She does.
And then my last pick is going to be another current star of the league, Epiphany Prince.
Ah.
Who is from New York City, I think Manhattan. She's been playing since 2010. She's a two-time All-Star, and she won the title with the 2020 Storm.
Excellent.
You get your last pick.
My last pick is going to be someone who has not been in the league for many, many years and was barely in the WNBA. Her name is Nancy Lieberman. She was in the precursor to the WNBA. But she signed a contract. She played, I think, one full season. Mm-hmm. And then for the next, and she was the oldest player. She was 49. And then the next season, she signed again to break her own record at 50 to be the oldest player. And she played a game or two or something so that she could get that. But there was a story, I think it was Nancy, I was reading everybody's like Wikipedia pages, but I think it was her story that her mom was not supportive of her playing basketball. I don't know if it's 100% true because this story is about her dribbling inside the house. And even if I really thought my kid was an awesome basketball player, I don't know that I would want them dribbling inside the house all the time.
Uh-huh.
But her mom said, stop dribbling or I'm going to break that ball. And she wouldn't stop dribbling. So her mom stabbed the ball with the screwdriver. So she got another ball. And then her mom stabbed that one. She went through four or five balls. And then she was like, all right, I'm going outside.
Probably for the best, yeah.
So I for that story alone, I pick Nancy Lieberman, who is from Far Rockaway, Brooklyn.
Great. So that is all your picks. Do you have any honorable mentions? Anybody else that was on your list?
Nope. Once I picked my four, I settled in with it.
Okay.
I mean, I picked, I think, seven of them. Just to make sure if you picked some of mine. But you picked all of them.
I just had a couple others on my list that I'll just shout out. Sue Wicks from Center Moriches. Is that how you pronounce it?
Wow. Center Moriches.
Yeah, Center Moriches. See, I'm having trouble saying the Long Island town names.
Yeah.
Bria Hartley, who just got traded from North Babylon. Nicole Kesmarski. Who is, I could only find, is from Long Island. I don't know a specific town. And Arela Garantes, who was a rookie, didn't get a ton of playing time last year, but could end up being a really nice player for the Sparks.
She went to Rutgers, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's from Long Island as well. Mm-hmm. So what was your...
Bellport, I think.
From Bellport. What was your four picks?
My four picks were Sue Bird, Stephanie Dolson, Kia Vaughn, and Nancy Lieberman.
And I had Brianna Stewart, Tina Charles, Shamiqua Holdsclaw, and Epiphany Prince.
So that is it for this episode of Family Court Vision.
Feel free to send in questions, comments, suggestions to our email, familycourtvision@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @FamCourtVision. You can subscribe or follow to our podcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Please do that. Before the season starts, we are not going to be recording weekly, but as news comes out, we'll record. And especially as we get closer to the draft, we'll definitely be recording more. So we will see you next time on Family Court Vision,
the mother of all basketball podcasts.